Horse.
Looks like I'll be running things today, Megan's.
I mean, I'm not completely infirm.
No, you're wearing a house coat.
I am wearing
black socks.
Most diplomatically be described as a muumuu.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was one of your Kim Gordon scores. She got some Kim Gordon outfits way back.
Mm-hmm.
But this is more of a, who'd you get? You got this from Audrey Landers, who played Mrs. Furley on Three's Company.
I don't know where I got this. Who fucking cares? You know what I mean?
Yeah, who cares? Hey, did you hear about what's going on in Taiwan?
What's going on in Taiwan?
Okay, Taipei has a beautiful zoo. What I say is what you will do. And shout out to everybody on their way to summer 2024. How about that?
Checkpoint summer.
Pick out a summer gum. Chew it all summer. Don't start the summer in last year's bathing suit.
Is it okay if my summer gum is the same as my winter, spring?
Not really.
No?
I mean, what's your gum? It can't be wintergreen. It can't be spearmint.
It's Trident. Original flavor.
Yeah, okay. Well, juicy fruit?
No, Trident. Original flavor.
What's that? Those little ones? What's Trident original flavor?
It's some kind of nondescript mint. It's not wintergreen. It's not spearmint. It's fine. You know, a third thing.
It's fine.
Trident works in threes.
If that's the best you could do. I mean, a real summer head is going to go for, you know, great bubblicious mango type deal.
I'm getting the Trident because it's what I can get for free with the 7-Eleven points.
Well,
however, there are different variations of Trident.
Yeah,
can I make
a suggestion? Because my summer gum is a Trident. Trident tropical twist.
Okay.
I mean, I've been using that one every year. It doesn't wear out. It has long-lasting flavor.
You've given me some of it before, yeah.
Yeah. If you haven't tried it or summer gum seems dubious to you, start with Tri-Trop Twist. See if it doesn't fix that for you.
And Trident over Juicy Fruit, because I'll tell you what, Juicy Fruit, the flavor, it lasts 30 seconds max.
It's quick. I do like the bigger piece. I'd rather pop that thin, long, you know what I mean? I wish Trident came in that long.
Well, you could do a 1.5 Trident, because what, if you...
Like flatten it out?
No, I mean, like, chew the 1.5. That would basically give you the same amount as one long
but,
juicy.
Yeah, more than amount. It's just delivery system.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's like a piece of licorice as compared to a Tootsie Roll. It's just a size.
Mouthfeel.
Kabam. Give it up for yourselves, everybody. Give it up for yourselves. I got some stories this week.
Wonderful. Love that.
First of all, Megan, you haven't mentioned anything. You know, things come into your life. Money-making opportunities falling right into your lap. Have you been into your garage since the last episode?
Yes, many times.
Okay, and did you notice anything amiss in there?
Amiss in my garage?
In your garage since the last episode?
No. What would be amiss in my garage?
Maybe the addition of 3 VCRs and a DVD player.
That would make things amiss?
Gang, I'm going to be running this one solo today. Anyway, after last week's program, or actually after Chris Megriff's.
Yes.
I popped open me hatchback on the Dragonmobile.
The trunk was full.
And I put 3 VCRs and a DVD player into your garage.
I believe it was more than 3 VCRs. Let's be real. At least 4.
So, gang, I'm going to... She seems to be acknowledging it, gang.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, that's it.
Well, when you say amiss, that seems negative. There's a negative connotation in that.
Well, not amiss, but there's like you'd walk in and, oh my God, why are there more machines sitting on top of my Tupperware or whatever the hell that was?
I recognize that they're still there, yeah. What are we getting
at? No, I put new ones in there. I'm saying I put new ones in there.
How did you get in my garage without
me? It was open. I was like, why is she leaving it open? I'll say, but anyway, your garage was fully open after the
episode. You put even more in.
Yeah.
Without me knowing.
That's what I'm telling you. Gang, we got to get her back on the meds. We got to get her on full strength. Just kidding. But anyway, yeah. I was like, I thought I might get a text or something.
I just fully, and I moved them around too. Because I was moving shit around in the garage. I did not notice that there were numerically more.
There's more. I didn't even bother to put them with the other ones. I just stuck them on top of some, you know, container store shit.
Well, and, thank you, question mark?
There you go. All right, moving on. Moving on. We'll see how we do on this next one.
What's up?
This is, well, I'll give you a choice. You want to go Larry David or Xbox?
Xbox.
Oh, nice choice. All right. Let me email you a text. I'll let you vamp while I find.
Let me email you a text. Okay, I can vamp on this.
Okay.
On Kiss My Griffs this week,
yeah.
Somebody had written into you about getting an eBay store, right?
Oh, yeah. That was, and they actually bought an Austin Stories.
It was someone who had purchased an Austin Stories DVD.
Yeah, yeah. They
had given Kramer the tip. Wait a second. You have way too many listings on your fucking eBay.
Right.
That you know, if you have a normal eBay, you get 250 listings a month for free. You have so many listings, you're giving eBay all this money, right?
Right.
So we got Kramer on the store. He's saving, you're probably saving at least $100 a month.
This one didn't backfire on us, did it?
No, it didn't backfire on us. I'm saying I'm on that store life too now.
Oh, right on.
I got the store. Okay, I got the store popping off.
You must have added a bunch of listings.
Yep, I started adding a bunch of listings. And also, I wanted to tell you, you got to make sure that when you get a store, you can get $25 worth of shipping supplies from eBay quarter.
What do they send you?
Well, you have to like buy it from them, basically. What? And I figured out, it's like a $25 off coupon. And they have, you know, like they sell tape, they sell packaging, they sell stickers, all this other shit.
Okay.
I just used mine. You got to use yours because it expires March 31st.
Okay. All right?
And they don't tell you this, of course, because they don't want you to use it. But I used mine on, I got 100 poly mailer bags.
Ooh, nice.
For $6.
Is that a good deal?
Yes, that's a good deal.
Oh, and they pay for it.
Well, it's $25 off what they're selling.
Oh, I see.
So it's like, yeah, buying the bags, it's like it's technically $31, but then minus $25, so you're paying $6.
How come I can't search my own email?
What are you trying to find?
I'm trying to find something that I emailed to myself.
Okay, you're trying to find something you emailed to yourself.
Wouldn't I just search?
Can't you just search your own email?
Dragon Boy Suede, right?
Or do you know what the subject line was? You could search for that.
What did I write? Subject line.
Would it have something to do Xbox. With an Xbox?
Good call. Good call. Xbox search. Where the hell is it?
Oh, my God.
This stuff's going
Wait, back. Why? Couldn't you just go to your sent mail?
Excellent. Excellent.
See, there we
see
go.
See, now we're doing...
Hive cool. mind. Okay.
Mailboxes. Sent.
Even in my infirm state. Yeah, Howard keeps making references to my medication. I am currently weaning off of Prozac, and it is making me, you know.
It's not in here.
How can it not be in there? You sent it, did you
I
not?
I know, sent.
Sent.
Do you think I texted I'm
looking
it?
At, I'm looking at him on this. How would you text yourself? Can you text yourself?
I don't know. God darn it. All right, I'm going to have you search for it.
How search for it how?
On the intranet.
Okay.
Okay, search in
Xbox?
Yeah. Guy game.
Xbox guy game.
Illegal.
Illegal?
Yeah, what's that say? Guy game?
The what guy game is a 2004 adult video game.
No, go down. Scroll to like Reddit.
Okay.
Guy game illegal to own.
We're looking at something. Guy game, I'll type in.
Guy game, illegal, Reddit.
The guy game is considered illegal due to it including underage pornography?
Yeah.
It is illegal to own, buy, or sell copies of the guy game for PS2/Xbox?
Yeah, look at that. How about that? That's like the one game you can't own that's illegal to own.
Following release, the Guy Game experienced controversy when a participant filmed exposing her breasts in the game, sued the developer and publishers for breach of privacy and emotional distress, and revealed that she was a minor at the time of filming. Okay, so this is, okay, yeah, so there's child pornography on the Guy Game.
I'm just saying, that's a pretty rare thing. I mean, for all the discs I've ever collected and everything like that, you, it's very rare that you would have that. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree that it would be very rare for you to have. Let's see. Is somebody trying to sell this on eBay?
The Guy
Game.
Do
they shut it down?
Let's Xbox. Think.
The Guy Game. Someone's trying to sell a poster of it. Okay. Oh, no. Yeah, people sell them for sure.
Believe that. 40, 80, 120.
$85 5 days ago, $125 on March 3rd. $90 on February 11th. Oh, so, right. Yeah, I guess, hey gang, hot money-making tip, if you can find a video game with child pornography on it, you too can make $85 on eBay.com.
Okay, now are you ready for part two?
What's part two?
Okay, click on the pictures of the cover so that you could see it better.
Okay, I'm opening up the Guy Game. Hello. Why would it not show me the fucking
Or just search listing. Guy Game images.
Okay.
Everybody at home, do this too if you'd like. Guy Game images, just so you could see the cover.
Xbox Guy Game. Okay. Images. Here's the cover.
Okay. You see it's all a bunch of girls?
Yeah. It's just a bunch of girls in bikinis and then just like a fucking Mama Luke in the front.
Okay. Going like, said Mama Luke is a gentleman by the name of Matt Sadler, Austin stand-up comic who I started with way back in the day, Matt Sadler.
Wow. And
if you don't want to pay $100 to see him on this disc, then I suggest you head over to haveasummer.com/shop. Austin Stories DVD, where he appears in episode 11, The Story of Serial. How about that?
Well, and you know what? Not only will you get it for a nice price, I have 100% assurances that there is no child pornography in Austin
there
Stories.
You go. And that actually was, this is
an great ally from Jump. This guy was not including child pornography in his material.
How about this? This is strange now that I think about it. The Story of Serial was us putting on a play at a children's theater. So that it, you will see kids all over that episode, and you will see this gentleman from this. But don't connect it to our show. We haven't done anything illegal, and we knew nothing. This came years after Austin Stories. But shout out to Matt Sadler, funny guy, and to all the originals of that Austin comedy scene at the Velveeta Room. And the Laugh Stop. Shout out to that.
And shout out to everybody all around the world who's listening to this episode
of
Grift Horse.
Hello. Megan.
Howard.
Would you like the Larry David story now?
Absolutely. Let's go.
Okay.
Does it also involve child pornography?
No, but it involves youngsters.
Okay.
And specifically youngsters at a place that we visited called CSUSM.
Okay.
They have an illustrious professor down there, JB, and he sent a package.
Oh, he sent it.
Sent what?
Is it all the Curb Your Enthusiasm stuff?
Did you hear about this already?
He wrote in about it.
Did you read it on air?
Yes.
Was I on that episode?
Yes, you was.
Well, shout out. Yeah, sadly, nothing for you in here yet. Yeah, look at this. Awesomeness. Latte
hey, Larry's,
which is a coffee cup sleeve.
Wow.
Thank you so much for that.
Curb Your Enthusiasm branded coffee cup sleeve.
Okay, these are Bev Knapps that say the customer is usually a moron and an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Larry David.
Love that.
This is a box that had a scone in it. It says, take your scones and get the hell out of here.
Richard Lewis. Rest in peace.
R.I.P. And then these, I guess these are coasters, mm-hmm. square coasters. And they have a quote, I'll have a vanilla, one of those vanilla bullshit things, you know, whatever you want. Some vanilla bullshit latte kappa thing, whatever you got. And that would be Larry ordering
wow.
out of Starbucks, whatever place. And on top of that, a couple DVDs. So thank you so much. Shout out to you and all the kids down there. Still haven't got an update on Opiate Kit, but I think it's probably, it may remain that way. But thank you so much.
He's a kid. He'll bounce back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And
I got something in the mail the other day, too.
What's that?
You're going to love this. So apropos of nothing, I get like an envelope in the mail. I don't know who it's from. It's from someone in New Jersey. Feels like it's a disc. I'm like, what is this? Is it like somebody sending something for Kramer? I open it up. And
now it's for Kramer.
Here's the here.
Better be.
Just here's this letter. There's a letter in it.
Dear senior.
Dear sir slash madam.
The DVD does not play. Please replace it or return my money. Terry something.
Terry Reufel.
Holy crow.
I sold a DVD.
He went full on, like, write you a personal note.
Yeah, I sold a DVD to a guy. He didn't go on eBay and, like, make a claim or whatever right. or anything like that.
Just
he
like
just took it
note.
Upon himself to just handwrite. And, I mean, it's also written in the kind of, like, you know how when someone's 8 million years old?
Mm-hmm.
It's you could just tell that Terry is 8 million
yeah, I mean,
years old.
Dear sir, madam,
the shakiest hand,
right.
And he just sends
what,
it back
what was
to
the
me.
Disc?
It was
World War II's greatest hits.
Now, fuck, I don't even remember what disc it was. It was just a random DVD, basically. And so I'm like, okay, yeah. I mean, I can't replace it. I only had the one. I guess I'll be returning your money, Terry.
Wow. Are you going to return it?
I did. Yeah, I gave him his money back.
Did you send it in an envelope?
Fuck, I should have, actually.
Wow. Terry's strong-arming you with the direct contact.
But I do, I really appreciate that. Let's not even get eBay involved. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just go person to person. Let's just intimately send a scratched out handwritten letter.
I wonder if Terry's letters will ever be collected. You know, collection of his letters.
I may as well save that. Doesn't take up much space.
I like that, but also F Terry. You get a disc that doesn't work, just eat it. I have a letter. This dovetails perfectly with my mail type thing.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk about a new development in retail.
Okay.
The tactile can.
The tactile can.
Yes, this I do have on my phone.
I absolutely have no idea what that could be referring to.
Okay, so most cans, you grab them, and it just feels like a regular can. There's no variation in texture.
Okay.
Meet this. X-Extra.
Super coffee.
Super coffee.
Coffee energy. Okay.
Okay, when you grab this thing, it's the name of the brand is XXTRA. That's raised lettering right there.
Oh, wow.
And then on the side of the can, these dots also have their own texture palette or so.
So you're saying that this is the future of can.
Yeah, this is.
Is can amplified.
Yeah, this is differentiated
this is a,
can. You can pick one up now for $3.29.
What is it, like four-dimensional can?
Yeah, four-dimensional can. All right, now this also dovetails into another thing. This is going to be a experiential segment of the show.
Okay.
Megan, I'm going to ask you in a few seconds after I explain to close your eyes.
Okay. I can do that. Easy.
And I'm going to
wish I was doing it already.
You... What's that?
I said wish I was doing it already.
You may.
Oh, okay. All right. I did.
I'm going to be handing you another tactile product that has entered into American life. And I will have you try to guess what it is by
just by touching it?
Just by the feel.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm ready.
Exhibit A. Your eyes closed?
My eyes are completely closed.
Keep them closed.
Yes.
Exhibit A. Please describe.
How do I? Okay. It feels like, okay, it's a letter. It's an envelope. It's yes. sealed.
Keep them closed.
And the surface is sort of raised.
Yep.
It's Braille-like, but not Braille, because you can tell that it's just like the same dots over and over again.
I see. Okay. I'm going to take that from you.
Okay.
And I'm going to let you know that this is a completely different brand. Okay? What I'm about to hand you now is a different brand.
Okay. It... Okay, there's it feels very similar. It seems like to be the same size envelope. However, the raised dots, they seem larger.
Yes.
And they're spaced. There's more space in between them.
Okay, please leave your eyes closed.
Okay, my eyes are still
closed. I'm
going to
be now handing you a third of this product. A third one.
This is another different brand?
This is also a different brand. Please describe to the listeners.
Okay.
Keep them closed.
This one is rougher. This feels, I don't even know if they're, it's slightly raised, but not really. This feels more cardboard-like, whereas the other ones were more, they were like almost like a semi-gloss.
Interesting. All right, let me
but
take
it's definitely
that.
An envelope, yeah.
Yes, let me take that from you. Okay, please leave your eyes closed.
They're still closed.
Okay, let's make our bets. Listeners, what has she been touching there? What's been going on? Make your bets, make your wagers, get on the Discord, argue about it, and now you're back. Okay, Megan?
Yes.
What were you touching?
I was touching envelopes.
Yes. What type of product was this?
I don't know what would be, because it was completely flat. There was nothing really like, there didn't seem to be plastic inside.
No. But they're using tactile, similar to the way that the coffee brand was using tactile.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so maybe the coffee brand is using tactile to replicate the feel of beans. Are you implying
We're asking you what you were touching with those envelopes.
What would be in the envelopes?
What brand? Who's doing this? What is this stuff?
I don't know.
Have you ever felt tactile envelopes before?
I'm sure I have.
I'm telling you because I know about this stuff. This is a new thing. These tactile envelopes.
This is new. So you're saying I've never felt.
Credit card offers. When have they ever messed with the texture? AAA. Who's doing that? Nobody really.
Right.
If I'm wrong, email us in. Okay, so if coffee is doing it with can, then who's doing it with
paper
envelope? Who's doing it? All right, should we make a reveal? All right, you have at least have some guess. Giuseppe, what are you guessing? Everybody else out there,
what is sold in an envelope? Though that's the thing. When you think envelopes, you just think like mail you don't want.
Mm-hmm. So, mail you don't want.
So, it could be mail I don't want.
Could be. It was mailed. We know that. I have a section of my ephemera called They Mailed It. And this comes from that box. They mailed it.
I guess. I mean, maybe there's like a coupon for a new product inside.
We're asking for something more specific.
There's a coupon for the coffee can, the can with the raised shit on it inside.
Is that your final answer?
It is, because I have absolutely no idea what my answer could be.
Megan, please open your eyes as I bestow upon you what you were touching. Kablam.
What the fuck? It's all HelloFresh, Green Chef, and Factor envelopes. Interesting. Wait, so do you think they're all, did you notice this?
Oh, probably not.
Oh, did you notice that they were all sent from Seymour, Indiana? even though they're allegedly different brands?
Ooh, I did not know.
Does that mean, do you think there's one master company that owns HelloFresh, Factor, and Green
Chef?
It
could be that there's one master company that does tactile mailings for food
that is sending
deals.
Them from Seymour, Indiana.
Now, did you notice this, Megan?
What's up?
These HelloFreshes have a QR code on them.
I did notice that, yeah.
Did you want to scan and see if maybe these have some type of value to you?
I could scan that.
But
wait
before
a second. Before we do that, is that the bitch? Is she honking at you, you think?
Oh, hang on.
And we're back. It was the hag that lives at the end of the triplex.
This hag.
There absolutely was.
She's parked like all the way down the driveway, just letting out crazy beeps to let me know to move. How could you not even come and just knock on the door or even beep close by? And she could totally have gotten in.
Yes.
And then I moved the car. She expected like I was going to drive the car out onto the street to get it out of her way. I mean, that is. There's mental issues there. There's mental issues there.
There is.
Speaking of mental issues, back to this. So, Megan, how about this? We're taking the temperature of retail. Turns out tactile
has envelopes.
Hit food. It has hit cans. It has hit mailings.
Now that we're just here, though, was it HelloFresh, Green Chef?
Mm-hmm.
Chef. Factor. I want to see if they're all owned by the same.
I think it's a mailing outfit. I don't think they'd all have the same. But hey, they're all the same size.
Mm. Green Chef and HelloFresh are owned by the same parent company.
Whoa.
Is Factor and Green Chef the same company? Factor is a sister brand of meal delivery giants HelloFresh, Green Chef, and
Every
Plate.
I stand corrected. This is all the same deal.
It's the illusion of fucking choice, man.
Wow.
Who knew? Wow, we just stumbled on all
That's
of...
That's a biggie.
All of the meal... Pretty much the biggest meal delivery options are all owned by the same fucking parent company.
Yeah, and they're all
So
fighting.
I'm sure they're all, like, making it in the same facility, too. And somewhat, like, Factor's more expensive than, like, Green Chef or whatever.
Oh, so this they is have the different tiers. And then think also of this. You get sick of HelloFresh, you go, oh, let me try one of these other ones. And then you sign up for Green Chef.
And it's the same fucking shit.
It's like you think you're changing to a new product. But you're not.
Mm-mm-mm.
That was huge. Big ups to you. Big ups to me for collecting these, bringing them in. And that was an awesome quiz. And then how about that? It splinters off. I mean, you just took like Isaac Newton's theories and turned them into Einstein.
Can I see these again?
Yeah, don't open them. They're ephemeral.
Of course I won't open them.
I was thinking perhaps they should be opened and we should get some free meals. But also, you know, it's prime ephemeral. We broke open a mystery with that stuff.
Wow. Unbelievable stuff.
You did.
Thank you for acknowledging.
But
that
so
I
there
help.
You go. Like be suspicious. You're getting mailings that all feel the same.
Mm-hmm.
Think Seymour, Indiana. Where's that?
Seymour, Indiana.
What are they doing over there? We know now. Shout out to you, Megan, and to your hag neighbor who needs to be beaten. And I won't say, listen,
I will.
The American dream to come here. And like Jay-Z said, foreign people act like they don't know how to act or something like that. He had some line about that.
But we don't
like
know
New
that.
New York. Oh, it's in New York. New York. Act like they forgot how to act. It's just all the cultures melding together. It's necessary.
Well, we don't know where this woman's actually from because she's never spoken out loud to us.
But that makes me think English isn't her thing.
No, she works in a bank, though.
But banks by me. They're not stocked with a lot of Americans.
Hmm. Folks, what do you think? Send us an email, Griffers.
Send us a tactile letter to right here. All right, listen to this thing.
Wait.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you were talking about the raised coffee can, right?
Yeah.
We've been talking a lot about coffee on this program,
mm-hmm.
how to get it economically.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to blow your mind?
Is it going to blow my mind more than the $10 2-pound at Gross Out?
Let's see. How many ounces is 2 pounds?
64?
No.
128? 32?
There we go.
Wait, it's...
2 pounds is 32 ounces, because 16 ounces are in a pound.
Okay. If we're assuming that's true, yes, go ahead.
Okay, well, why don't we look at... Why don't you tell me what that says?
46, whoa.
46 ounces.
460, 16, 32, that's a little bit short of 3 pounds.
2 pounds, 14 ounces.
Euban. That looks like freeze-dried. What is that?
It's just regular ground Euban coffee.
Out of where? Where's Euban?
Like, where does Euban coffee come from?
It implies that it's Cuban. It's Euban.
Like, no, well, Euban, I think they call it or something. It's, what do you mean? You never heard of Euban? It's like one of the oldest coffees.
I grew up in a Maxwell house.
You've never seen, come on, bro.
And then my dad didn't do instant.
You never saw any of the Euban? Traditional?
Oh, it looks familiar.
It's
now,
just,
yeah.
It's like, yeah, you know.
But it comes into you in grinded form.
It comes to you in grounded form, right?
Okay.
Okay. So this is a photo taken at the grocery outlet.
Why does grinder sell coffee? Woo! Woo! Go ahead.
This is a photo taken at the grocery outlet in 29 Palms, California.
Okay.
It is 2 pounds, 14 ounces of coffee. What do you think they were charging for this?
You know what? I don't want to underscore your story by saying something stupid like $2.50. So I'm going to say the price point of the other 2 pounder, I'm going to say you get that for $12.
$4.99.
What?
$4.99.
Is it past the expiration date?
I think it was just on the cusp, to be honest.
So then you'd have to drink all that.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, it's just like.
I don't even taste it, to be honest with you. I just drink it because I need something to do.
Yeah.
Wow. So do you think they have that at the closer gross out?
I have absolutely no idea. I don't. But I will say this is we've beat any price.
That's
period.
Massive. Did you buy one?
I did.
Nice.
Yeah.
$5?
2 pounds, 14 ounces, $5.
That blows my whole. I mean, now you're under $50 for a year or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Free coffee. Just brown water. Love that.
How about that?
That's huge. All right, so you're kicking my ass on that. I got to go out to 29 Palms or whatever. Come on.
Speaking of, have I ever shown you any pictures of the shack?
Some.
Some? Here's some fresh ones.
Wow.
Here's that, I told you the bed frame that
Wait,
I got
how
for
are
free.
You securing it? You got it. People can't get in there?
I mean, there's a door with a lock on it.
But I mean, people got in there before.
Yeah, but I mean, they like ripped a hole in it, but then I just like, you know, put wood over
it's
the hole.
Nice in there.
Look at that. Free bookshelf.
Wow. It's got a different vibe than the ranch here.
DVD.
It's like TV. More modern out there.
See that?
Nicely done.
Lamps.
What is with the long live rock shirt?
I mean,
you could Airbnb that, no?
Well, I mean, there's no water or power, but.
Oh.
Look at that. Fridge.
Wow. I mean, it looks really like, clean and neat and modern.
Isn't that nice?
Looks like an Airbnb.
And look, I got this in the desert, too, because I just went out there the other day. These fans, if you could find one of these, they're actually kind of worth a little chunk. Like the ones from the 80s with the translucent.
If you don't have power, how do you do it?
Well, I have a portable battery that plugs into the house that I can power stuff.
And that it won't run out?
Well, I mean, you have a finite number of days or whatever.
How many days?
Probably like 2 to 3.
2-3 days of power?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But the oscillating desktop fans from the 80s with the translucent blue
Yeah, the kind your
fans.
Cat tries to stick its paw in.
Mm-hmm. These are kind of popping off on eBay.
Really?
To be honest. I'm keeping this one because I need a fan out there.
Wow.
But you could maybe sell it for like $50 if you find one.
Old school air movement.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the place looks fantastic.
Did I ever show you that, too? Look at that. Little Maltese Falcon.
Oh, cool. You got sculpture out there, too.
Come on.
You're bi-coastal.
I mean, look, the floor, free. The rug, free. Table, free. Chair, free. Fridge, free. This little storage unit, free. Table, free. Chairs, free.
How hot is it out there?
Right now, it was like...
Right now?
Right now, it was like 70. It was like 70 right now.
If you go out there in the summer, is it crazy hot?
Yeah.
But so it's not a summer home. It's more of a...
Well, once we get like the, what do you call it, solar popping and everything,
yeah,
then we should be able to generate enough electricity to use like a air like a small air conditioner.
Right on. Shout out to you. Come Megan, on. One of the things great about this show and the listeners is that we can share these type of stories and grifts and people get it. And then a lot of times you go out into the secular, non-grift horse world,
mm-hmm.
and people are morons. The other day out in front of the club, I forget how we got to it, but I started telling them about the scam that we didn't even think of. It was on TikTok, where if you're going to the amusement park and you got to feed a lot of people, you cook all the food at home, you put it in a box, you wrap the box up in like wrapping
it's a
paper.
Present.
Like it's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take it into the park and eat it. And I told these guys outside, like, what are you doing? What are you talking about? And then you walk around with a gift. And I go, I don't know. Take the gift into the men's room. Just pull the wrapping paper off. Throw. Now you're in the men's room. And you're pulling your food out in the men's room. And it was just all this pushback, right?
Right.
And they're like, oh, you know, we're sorry. I'm like, go get more people. Like, let's make this a fair fight. You're going to need 10 or 12 of you. Then I go in to do my set. And it turns out, I think Handren or somebody had been talking about it on stage. Like they were making fun of me.
They're making fun of you for the money saving tip.
Yeah. And
fuck
I
off.
Went up there and Horse Nation, I gave no quarter. I went in ripping and dipping. I got it on tape. I'm going to look at it. Maybe it'll wind up on the Instagram. But I just came after him because I told the audience and then the audience got it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you go, normal reaction. These guys are outside. Duh, duh, duh. I shredded them. So shout out. It happens. We got to fight these battles as we establish.
I mean, histi always bendies. You know what I'm
nation.
Saying?
Yeah.
And it's not like the quality of the food in an amusement park is as such that you would want to pay the premium price
right.
to eat it.
Yeah.
It's 7-Eleven grade hot dogs, dude.
Yeah. And then they're like, well, you're not spending $5. I go price food at the amusement park. You think you're getting out of there? $5.99 doesn't buy you a fork. Get out of here. So stay strong, stay vigilant, stay grift jockeys. Shout out to that.
Shout out to that.
All right, what else you got?
What else do I have?
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, we could get the hive mind popping on this.
Yes.
How do you have a wedding for cheap?
A wedding for cheap?
Anthony and I are going to be officially married in front of people.
Wow. Congrats.
On our third anniversary at the pyramid.
At the pyramid.
Going to get it popping.
Congrats.
Trying to figure out, I mean, really, if you got the venue taken care of,
yep.
All you really got to think about is food and beverages, right?
Well, also appearance fees for...
Oh, for Dragon Boy Suede. I was thinking, yeah, since my grandmother's going to be there, we should probably get Dragon Boy Suede to perform.
You haven't heard a lot of the catalog. I was going to say.
From what I've heard, I can say that Sue would be horrified.
Who's Sue? Is that her?
Yeah, that's her.
I'm going to go up as Dragon Boy Sue.
But I think, what I'm thinking so far is it
again,
seems.
Can I just cut in for a second? I'm excited that she's having a ceremony because I finally get to raise my objections.
In a safe place?
I would have liked to have warned Tony about what he was getting into before. Mm-hmm. So I'll raise my objections at the ceremony on his behalf.
But I'm thinking it seems like the cheapest way to go about it thus far is Indian food catering.
I will not.
What do you mean, no? Because here's the thing.
All respect to every culture throughout the world. I don't eat a lot of Indian food, and you're not hard-boiled egging me on this thing. I get it that it's your love and your life and your marriage, but please, please, come on. Lure me in. Lure me in with some, I mean, Starburst, something, some Reese's. It doesn't even have to be hot food, but please, please.
Well, it seems like, so.
I don't want to be in a bad mood. Is the reception first or the ceremony?
I guess ceremony first. What do you mean? Isn't it always ceremony first?
I was trying to imply that your food would put me in a bad mood and then I would raise more objections. All right, so...
Well, so if you can find, you know, like a lot of times there'll be like a vegetarian Indian food restaurant in your town that's like kind of served cafeteria style, right? And there's one in L.A.
What is this, Fyre Fest? People want some good food.
There's one in L.A. By the Costco.
Who's with me?
That's an excellent price point that sells, you know, like catering troughs, basically, of food where you can get like a big old trough of like a curry. And everything Howard, tastes good, but it's still vegetarian.
You've raised it. You don't really eat that food. How about a trough of it? A trough.
Like a $45 trough. Well, because it's like, you know, what are your other options?
I'll tell you the other options. Me and one or two other guests throw in another few dollars, and we steer this thing into a more traditional cuisine. No offense to anybody. It's just my buds. My buds are thinking something, or, you know, my buds are important.
Well, I was thinking that Indian food and then also getting pizza for the kids because there'll be a handful of children. You could eat their pizza.
Indian food, it's not the only cuisine, but it will fill whatever room it's in with that smell for a long time. It blows out the room. There's people who eat Thai food and stuff, which I do eat Thai food, but people will like... eat it in the club. And then like some of us with finer palates and a little more, you know, life experience, we walk in and go, what are you doing eating this in here? I'm hungry. Yeah, that's the only consideration. Shout out to Megan and her love and her surprise marriage. And now we're getting around to the ceremony.
Yeah.
And you're getting to hear live how we, as the parent, you know, because she's not with her mom to plan it. She's with me. And cooler heads are prevailing. And we're saying...
And we're saying, don't buy Indian food because Howard Michael Kramer personally doesn't want
it. And
thinks it's
going to
stink up the joint.
For anyone who isn't into it, it's an overpowering... You know what I mean? It's as if, like, we're going to... smoke weed at the ceremony. Well, some people don't smoke weed and there's going to be weed smoke everywhere. Cigarettes, you know what I mean? Before I started smoking cigarettes, I looked down on all smokers as trash. So now when I'm smoking one, I know how I'm being looked at by a certain segment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And perhaps now, maybe what we're seeing is a double ceremony, one for the general pop and then one for me separate.
You separate.
All right, if you're dead set on this.
I mean, hive mind. What's a cheap way to, you know, to cater, basically?
El Pollo Loco. Why does it got to be in? I mean, you know what I mean? You could pick anything. No offense to, I mean, listen, everybody's, I don't eat Greek food. I don't eat Indian food. I think I pretty much F with everything else. Let's go Szechuan.
No. What do you keep zooming in on? What are you trying to show me? What's on your phone?
No, this is just, I'm trying to be in somewhere else because you brought up. I'm trying to be somewhere.
You're trying to be somewhere else and the somewhere else is Ralph's? That photo was clearly taken in Ralph's.
I took a picture of the Topo Chico display with all the boxes on it. Why?
Why'd you do that?
Because I noticed that there were variants. Look at that. One's dark green. And then the other's light.
Yeah, it's lime and regular.
Right. So I zoom in on that. Then I take the photo home and I go to my saved yesteryear Topo Chico's to see if this is a new...
New variant.
New variant, and it is not. So I don't think they've changed Topo Chico much over the years, but shout out to me. Will there be Topo Chico at the wedding?
I mean, I don't love the price point, but I do love Topo Chico.
I think you could get food that your older relatives will be more into for the same price you could get the food you were discussing.
Really, the only people that I'm worried about are you and Sue. I think you would be the only ones that would be vehemently anti-Indian food.
Okay, and the thing is...
And, I mean, and then the thing is, it's my special day.
Okay, but
let me And on my special day, you'll do what I say.
Technically, yes. But let me let me ask you this. Is Sue the type to be verbal?
Yes.
And what about the other one, Howard, you said? Mm-hmm. Is he the type that also might be verbal?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So these two bad apples, although there's only two of them, it could start a tidal wave of dissent just because it's like influencers, Malcolm Gladwell, all that type of thing. You know what I mean? You don't want, like, some people are going to stay quiet and roll with whatever. Those are the people you don't need to cater to. It's the louder ones. And gang, if she had vetted this to me when it happened, of course, you know that she sprung Tony on me completely by surprise.
Mm-hmm.
No vetting whatsoever. When I met him, I don't think she did anything to help facilitate conversation. And I think that was through the first 30 or 40 visits. And so it was put upon me, emotional weight. And what can I do? This is her life. Papa don't preach. And so now, you know, we apply pressure on the back end. Okay, now you're having a ceremony. Let's talk.
Okay. What would you prefer?
I think me and most sane people would prefer anything traditional charbroiled bar and grill type of American fare.
You don't even eat traditional American fare,
and
dude.
See how generous I'm being to others? But amongst that, I can eat the fries. I can eat the mashed potatoes. You know what I'm saying? It gives me a little bit of wiggle room. Or like I said, stock me with maybe a high-end type of Reese's. Maybe not a Reese's, but a high-end.
So like Trader Joe's?
Yeah, I do love those.
Like one of the, you want me to just give you one of those Trader Joe's packs of dark chocolate peanut butter cups?
Yeah, and then realize, too, it's going to be a squat melt type of situation. I will be outside most of the time the fresh air, which has, you know, secular smells. And I will... Listen to how much shit I take. Can I show you a picture real quick?
What's up?
By the way, gang, I know I'm being insufferable. This is Megan's love, and we're going to roll with whatever she wants, probably, but strong armor for some perks. So Handren rolls me these Bugler cigarettes.
Yeah.
So this is how much they come at me over there. The cigarette falls apart. He usually rolls a real tight cigarette.
Yeah.
Now he's gone into the club. So I email him a picture of the fucked up cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's absolutely falling apart. Yeah.
Absolutely falling apart. Look what he comes back with. Look what these ingrates come back with.
What an old hand.
Yeah, because my, you know, like my palm lines indicate. And I was like, I knew he was going to say that. I should have zoomed in on the cigarette. Every part of me that those people could see, they come after me. But, you know, they're starting to realize what they're up against. I create a lot of angles that they cannot handle. stay tuned for that. Come by if you'd like. Megan.
Howard.
We're going to work this out. You know, a lot of times a group's first album is not their best album. And this was your first idea, your first album. You know, that Indian.
Mm-hmm.
I just think, like, how many of your relatives are coming, like, in total?
Two.
And so one of them we're going to alienate with weirdo food. She's already going to be thinking, like, all your friends are weirdos. She's got to put up with me. Can't we give her, you know, some fried okra or one of those?
Sue does love fried okra.
Oh, do it like that. Do that. Do the, in Texas, it's called Trudy's. You know, it's like fried okra. Spicy catfish. If animals have to die for your love, spicy catfish, that type of, if you can't enjoy your own love without ending the life of some, catfish.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you for involving me directly.
Folks, what do you want to thank us about? Send us an email, grifthorsepod@gmail.com.
Now, I do want to end it by saying congratulations to you and Tony.
Mm-hmm.
You have lasted, it is, what, about 3 years now?
Yeah.
You've lasted the test of time. For me, gift comes at 5. You make it to 5 years. I'll start to have that pay off for you. So keep that goal in mind.
Okay, I will. Keep chugling.
And he's been great. I mean, no complaints.
Love that.
Except, I mean, it was strange the first maybe year and a half where we'd be a half hour into the show and then I'd hear movement in the bedroom. And I go, oh, okay, we haven't been.
There's another human being here
there's
now.
There's another person here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Personally, if we were taping in an area that I had control of, I would give people a heads up. There's somebody here. You know, that's what I would do. But shout out to your love.
Right.
Sending gifts, gang. This is, do we give a date?
Well, June 29th.
June 29th. Google for me real quick. You might be up against the NBA finals.
We'll bring a TV DVD combo.
Maybe go NBA finals food. Go nachos, hot dogs, beer.
Maybe we should just do it at Dave and Buster's. Shit.
Ah, that would be good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good because they have like, it would be a palette of smells and not just one.
Right.
Shout out to everybody. And send in Megan gifts. Get it cooking on the Discord. What are we sending Megan?
I don't need anything.
Oh, she doesn't need anything. Okay. So what are we sending me? Shout out to you. If you're in Seymour, Indiana, snoop around the garbage. See what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Dig. Find us some information. Abasama, everybody, head over to the website. Check out what we have to offer over there. Check out Megan's Substack. Check out whocharted.com. 2Charted and Preem Stream, all available right there. Tons of content. Check out Drop Date Duel. And we will see you.
Right here next week on Grift Horse.